Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
You know, I've been here for like an hour, and I still didn't have my headphones in.
The game before us was running late.
Yeah. Well, and then the rain.
Yeah.
I mean, delayed it.
Let me tell you about it.
Man.
Let me tell you about the rain.
And then. Be happy. And then I'm good now, though. I'm good now. Hey, everybody, it's Monday. Welcome to July 1st, 2024. How you doing?
It is July 1st.
What did I say, 4th?
I thought you said 21st, which is your wife's birthday, which may have been a Freudian slip because of how much you love her.
Mm, that's true. I think I said 1st.
You might have, Jay.
But it is July 1st.
I thought I heard 21st, and I was like, oh.
Yesterday, I was at Hoop Fest all weekend. Both days.
Yes.
All day.
Oh, wow.
And I just wanted to say that I was in a... multiple discussions, but the last particular one with the executive director of Hoop Fest.
Oh, that's Riley Stockton.
Mm-hmm. And he said, congrats, way to go, you're great, thanks, good event,
That's what you said to him?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. And then he said, hey, where's Steve? And I said, I don't know. And he goes, I'm very disappointed. That's a direct quote. I'm very disappointed.
Wow.
That I didn't get to see him down here.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you recover from that, Steve, but he's very disappointed.
Oh, man.
Right.
I was down there.
Well, I mean, did you not look up the executive director of Hoop Fest while you were down there?
Look up?
Well, everybody's a look up for you.
Yeah, boy, that had to really settle in at Hoop Fest.
I did say to this, I was standing in front of somebody. Well, I was there. And then people piled in behind me to watch the game, as always happens, you know, and because I was in this one particular spot a little early. And then I saw somebody I know, like two or three rows behind me.
Yeah.
So I walked back and said hello to him. And then I said, sorry, guys. And I came back up and I stood where I was by my buddy. And then I said to the guy behind me, I go, hey, man, I'm not blocking you, am I? And he goes, no, and your view. And he goes, no, you're good. I go, I also don't think I've ever said that to anyone before.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's a grown up?
Who is behind you?
Yeah, I mean.
Is he a little man?
No, but he wasn't very tall.
Okay.
But I was kind of on a little bit of a hill.
Enough where you're like, hey, I just came and walked in front of you. I should at least be courteous.
Yeah, and I felt bad. And then he apparently knew who I was based on whatever court I was at.
With fame?
No.
I would imagine. For sure wasn't 30 years on the radio.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, well, that's probably it, Kevin. That was it. And then he just laughed. And he's like, no, you're good, Jay. And I was like, oh, you know my name. Cool. So, yeah, so I didn't block anyone's view, and the executive director of Hoop Fest is disappointed he didn't meet Steve.
Rightfully so.
Now, I didn't know Steve was down there because I didn't get the text.
Steve, he did tell you he was there.
Well, he didn't tell me. All he said was that he was disappointed in the national anthem not being who he thought it was.
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know.
Maybe it was Sunday. I don't know. I didn't get Sunday's national
because
anthem.
Where did you originally get that information that saxophone player Charlie Butts would be?
I think it was on the website. Mm. But maybe.
See, and I don't know if it was a Sunday because I didn't make the national anthem on Sunday. I was only there on Saturday. But I also thought Steve might have just stuck his head out a window or something as he was driving by to listen.
Oh, no. I was down there at that point.
And what did you do? No, I can't ask you that because we're already behind. I'll have to get that information from you momentarily.
Okay.
That's a great job. As the court monitor of the show, Jay, you have done a great job at
keeping things on time
and saying, hey, this is it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, guess what? 20's 20. You lost. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, hopefully Willie's better by then.
They're saying it's pretty mild, but, you know, that's, okay. Again, you just don't.
91, mm-hmm. Nothing's mild.
No. It's just bad. It's bad phrasing.
I mean, you might get stuck with just Bob Dylan, which would be fine.
Sure, yeah,
John Mellencamp, yeah, and Britney Spears.
No, this show. What? Huh?
Kevin James.
Again, I don't have glasses. Let me look a little closer. Britney Spencer.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Howdy, everybody. Wow. Do you want to hear my Hoop Fest experience?
Sure, if you want. What, I mean, whatever you want. It's your first thought.
I mean, I guess it is. I got a lot of things going on.
Well, we got 4 hours. So
yeah,
it's,
and it's going to take all four to get through all of my things this weekend. A lot of problems. A lot of good things, but a lot of problems.
Steve, do you have any Tylenol? Maybe we should start with that. I mean, for you and I.
Yeah, there might be some in that giant first aid kit.
It's a medicine cabinet, isn't it? I don't know. I guess it's
medicine kit. Okay.
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a first aid kit. This, you know,
the size of a medicine cabinet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Yeah, actually, I'd take some pills, too.
Okay, no.
Anything you can get.
No.
That relieves a headache. So I, on Saturday, did not do any of Hoop Fest because I had to leave and go out of town for a wedding.
Right.
And got home very late.
Okay.
2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty late.
Yeah. And then somehow, you know, was wanting to fall asleep on the drive home the last 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But then when I got home, for some reason, was like, oh, I'm wide awake. Like, no.
Sure.
No. So like at 3 something, I fall asleep. Well, my son plays at 9:30 on Saturday. I mean, on Sunday. And I was like, cool. Good luck.
Right. Won't see you there.
I will not be there at 9:30.
Yeah.
Then they played at like 12:30.
Coop, good luck.
Yeah, to go to the championship. And I was like, listen, I'm generally known as bad luck for you. If I show up to those games.
What a great way to get an out without feeling guilty about
it. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's funny.
He agreed. And I was like, whatever. You guys have one more for sure. So, you know, they hadn't lost yet. So they're going to play again. And
yeah.
I was like, so whatever. I'll come see the next one, which will either be the championship or, you know, the loser game to get there. So I was like, sweet. So that's what I did. They played at 2 o'clock, and guess what?
Lost because you showed up?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think my son was... Well, apparently he made the first shot of the game, because when I got there...
Wait, you were late?
They were behind.
No way.
4-2. Well, I blame traffic. I really do, actually.
I mean...
Because you know what I thought?
That was
I said this.
Traffic?
I go... Dude, it's 2 o'clock on Sunday.
How much traffic
could
there be?
We're gonna find parking anywhere we want.
Uh huh.
It's
who are you saying, dude? To
my son, my other son.
Oh, okay, I got you. I'm sure he didn't criticize you at all for
God.
Being late or not finding parking.
Well, he was the one. He was ready to go, and I wasn't.
No way. That's weird.
Yeah. And I was like,
strange.
We're gonna be fine.
How shocked are you?
Guarantee the court's behind. It'll be fine. Well, we got there, and they were behind 4-2, and I was like, oh. So he had made a shot before I got there, and then I think he went 0-10 after that.
Well, good job. Maybe it was your other son who was the bad luck.
It was pouring rain. It just downpour the entire time.
Remember when they forecasted that Friday when we left? We were talking about how it was going to be a big rainstorm on Sunday.
And I mean, it rained so hard. Good Lord.
I heard Peterson this morning. Mark Peterson goes, they say, oh, yeah, they said there was a very slight chance of rain over the weekend. That changed after we left here on Friday.
Okay,
don't take credit for it. I get what you're doing there.
So then you got the thing going on where it's like, okay, it's just the guys are all drenched.
Yeah.
The ball is drenched.
Right. Everything, so is the ground, Kevin. I don't
so is the ground. Yeah. My son, who has, you know, had knee surgery, ankle surgery, and I'm just like, dude. Don't even try.
Just get it over with.
Just go slow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that was
good advice, actually.
Yeah, they were ready to be done, I think, and that was the end of it. So I got to go down and see one loss while getting soaking wet in the rain.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name.
My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
The only one.
Oh, that's me.
It sounds a lot less impressive when you say the one and only as opposed to the only one, huh?
Well,
yeah.
Both things can be true.
Well, yeah, for sure. The only one, Producer Steve. The one and only. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, well, here I am.
Yep.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, thanks.
So I did go to Hoop Fest, even though...
How long were you there on Saturday? Apparently not on Sunday, I'm guessing.
No, I didn't go on Sunday.
Okay.
I was thinking about going both days, but then I didn't because I saw it was going to rain.
Yeah. Sure you did.
It's like, No, I went on Saturday. I was there for a little bit over an hour, probably.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Jeez, man.
He must have been exhausted. Well, I think he had to work.
I'm sorry. I'm being a smart aleck. Steve, what did you think of Hoop Fest?
Yeah, it was cool.
You got the feel for it?
Wait, did you hear that?
Yeah, he didn't give the wishy-washy answer that he likes to give.
He said it was cool. Guys, that is the greatest review you will ever hear from Steve. Usually it's like, oh, it was good. I mean, yeah. I mean, it was. I liked it. It was okay.
It wasn't bad.
But he just said it was cool, guys.
Yeah, it was cool.
Was it what you expected? More people, less people?
It's weird. It was like exactly what I expected, but also not at the same time. And I don't know why.
Okay. Exactly what you expected, because you expected big crowds and a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I wasn't expecting maybe the... I don't know.
I'm curious. This happened last night after I watched the championship games on television.
I always do, and I didn't do it yesterday. First time I've ever missed it. Who won?
Mike Hart won.
Again. Parker, Mike, Mark. Axton, and...
And the other big guy with the bandana that I forget his name.
Robert Lippman.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Which, more on that coming up, but more on. But I was curious if you were... I'm on the text line. If you were at Hoop Fest, they had a story, and they were interviewing a couple of court marshals.
Okay.
And... the one man said, people are nicer at Hoop Fest now than they used to be.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He said there's less fights and the people are nicer. He said since about a year or so after COVID.
Okay.
That people are now nicer at Hoop Fest. And this man has been doing the court marshaling for, I don't know, 15 to 20 years, something like that. So I'm curious if that was the experience that everybody had. I found people to be extremely nice. I was like, I was great. I had a fun time. Now, maybe because I'm not playing
or
have a kid playing.
Yeah, that helps for sure. I'm sure that does
help. I mean,
there's
always competition creates.
Oh, absolutely. Basketball brings out the worst in everybody.
Sure. So there's that.
Oh, it does.
But it wasn't like it was like. I mean, that part you just get. That part I get.
Basketball.
That's fine.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't turn into a fight in the crowd and somebody's ridiculous and this and that. I only heard one bad story, and it was someone on Facebook talking about, you know, a parent losing it and getting kicked out and the whole, you know, but like you said, that is going to happen.
Right.
But I'm glad that there's more of a concerted effort from people to be kind to each other.
I would be curious.
It's such a great event. And there were times where it was oh, man, this is getting no good. I asked my son that. I said, any issues? And he's like, no, dude. He goes, one game, there was a guy that was getting a little hot, and then one of our guys got a little upset.
Sure.
And he said, but... we all just chilled out, and you know, that's 25-year-old males,
right.
Which is usually where there's a lot of problems.
That's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you blame me for getting upset at Cooper? I mean, really?
You know, Steve did say.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
3 for 3, Roberta.
Roberta, you're a champ, and I'll let you know about my pants later.
Kevin Eugene. Okay. I mean, this lady is coming to your house to pick up your pants.
I know.
Get your stuff together, bro.
Kevin James.
Wait, do we have to, like, do you have to measure me and stuff?
Yeah, I'd actually like to see you try them on so I can tell how
much. So would I.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jeez, I don't even know. Audio Vault brought to you by Banner Fuel. I mean, I scared Steve. I don't know what's happening. Steve, are you okay?
No, not really.
Okay, Steve came in to tell us that our buddy Sean from Thompson Falls is on the phone. And
yeah.
Kevin helped me with my prank, and he was like pretending like he was talking to me over here behind the monitors where you can't really see me.
Well, we were doing Hoop Fest talk, and I thought you were doing an impression of something at Hoop Fest.
Yes.
You walked over here, and I was like, oh, he's going to show me something. And
right.
Then you slid up against the wall and got real small, which is an amazing thing.
Thanks.
How well you can do behind the door.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, oh, Steve's coming. He's pranking him. So I looked like you were still over there, and
yeah.
I started talking to nothing. And so Steve came in, and you screamed. And he nearly died. I don't know if we can keep doing that to him. It looked like that one maybe.
I think that's the last one.
Your heart skipped a beat.
Yeah, I think that's the last one.
Oh, it definitely skipped a beat, maybe. Well, three.
How much energy do you have now, though? All that adrenaline?
Less energy.
You're exhausted?
Yeah. I need a nap.
Oh, man. Let's check in with our buddy Sean from Thompson Falls, who's going to be on the cruise here in just over a week. Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, boys.
How are you, man?
Morning, John.
I have a double dose of NASCAR for you this morning.
All right, hit it.
The NASCAR report last week.
Okay, well, skip to this week. I just want to know what happened over the weekend.
You know, we live in the moment, Sean.
Christopher Bell won last week at Loudon.
He's not going to listen.
Okay. And who won this week?
Yesterday in Lebanon, Tennessee, Joey Logano won.
Ah, that's my guy.
Nashville Super Speedway.
Yeah, good job, Kevin.
I don't know anything about Joey Logano, but that is the guy I picked at the beginning of the season.
That's all you need to know.
Oh,
is that's the guy you picked.
White bread, right? Isn't that what they call him?
Sliced bread.
Sliced bread. Like he's the best thing since. Come on, Kevin.
Yep, like I said, he's my guy.
He's your guy you know nothing about.
That's right.
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
What'd you do over the weekend, buddy?
Just stayed home. I went to church yesterday, but
good job.
Yeah. Hey, question for you, Sean. What will be happening in Thompson Falls for the 4th of July?
Good question, Kevin.
They fire off fireworks down at Wild Goose Landing, which is where the boat docks are.
Okay.
Makes sense, yeah.
So you'll go down to that?
But my mom and I haven't gone down there. The last time we went down there was 2010, 11.
Oh, okay, geez. Wow.
So you may.
But they still do them, but they start shooting them off at like 11 at night in the morning.
Oh, wow. They just go all day?
Makes no sense. You can't see them.
Sean, you are right. I would be so mad if my fireworks show was at 11 a.m.
Good for those who want to go to bed at night, though.
Are fireworks legal in Thompson Falls?
Not until the only place they are illegal are either the state park or at Wild Goose.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. And no movie this weekend? You didn't see a movie?
Nope. The movie theater opens again this coming weekend because they were finishing the remodel.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right.
Also, are you excited about the Olympics?
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, you're the man who participated in the Special Olympics.
Caitlin Clark isn't going to be on the U.S. Women's National Team for basketball.
You're upset about that, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
So are we. Yeah, we're bummed.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to see her on there.
Yeah.
Sean, I do have another question for you. This is 4th of July. My mind is one-track mind today.
Hit it.
4th of July, okay? It's known for eating hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we've ever asked you, how do you like your hot dog, Sean?
My mom has started broiling them, and those are Nathan's Famous hot dog.
Yeah.
Off of a broiler.
Really?
Really good.
Wow.
Really good. Then what do you put on it?
Nothing.
Just plain hot dog.
And ketchup and mustard on anything.
So you just eat plain hot dog.
Okay. See, I expected you to be a big topping guy. I thought you'd like all sorts of stuff on there.
Every now and then I'll put some diced onion on. It's diced onion.
Okay. All right. And how many are you going to eat, would you say? Just it's the 4th of July?
We had hot dogs on Saturday.
And?
I had two. I usually eat three, but I'm cutting back because I'm pre-diabetic.
I got you.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, you got to take care of yourself, bud.
You know, you're getting older. It happens.
Yeah.
Are you doing hot dog buns or white bread, or what are we talking here?
I do either.
What? That was a legitimate question.
Or I do buns.
You do what? I'm sorry, Sean?
I do use buns, but I do eat them sometimes without.
Okay. All right.
Do you enjoy a cold hot dog? Because I do. That's a fair question. I love cold hot dogs.
He does not.
Excuse me, you said no?
Correct.
Ooh. And I thought we were going to be friends.
Kevin, is it different about the...
We are friends.
Oh, okay. Never mind. You're right. That won't come between us.
Have you ever had a cold hot dog that's in a casing, though? Like the Nathan's? You know, they're in the casing. You know that, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure I have.
Yeah.
Sean.
The bad thing is Joey Chestnut is that he'll be on the...
Yeah.
Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest.
No, it's a real shame.
Yeah, he's not going to be there. He's going to be a new champion this year.
Well, the thing is,
mm-hmm.
he signed a contract with that Impossible Meat Company.
Right.
Yeah.
The plant-based meats, and I'm like, no.
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 No. No. Absolutely not. All right, buddy. Look, we won't be here Friday, but call us back in a week, okay?
You got it.
See you for the cruise, pal.
Yes, sir.
Bye, Sean.
And I was like... No.
Also, they have their fireworks at 11 a.m. You can't even see them. It doesn't make sense.
I also would be like, no.
No. Should we go to the fireworks at 11 a.m.? No. You want a plant-based hot dog? No.
No. Sean had it all figured out today.
When he knows, he knows.
Yeah. Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And so there's these two ducks. In a pond. The first one goes, quack, quack. The second one goes, that's funny, I was just going to say that.
Kevin James.
And the one duck looks at the other duck and says, God, that was close. And the other duck says, whoa, you're a talking duck.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
Monday morning, we check the text. I don't know when this one came in. It was late on Friday, late just before we ended the show. Hey, I'm going to hopefully see Steve this weekend. I hope he's not sitting in the truck. That's what he was doing last time I saw him.
What?
Well, I mean, you got to be on the radio, so sometimes you can't have the radio noise, you know, so you'll go sit in the truck.
Oh, no, yes, yeah.
Your cut-ins. You don't think he was just like sitting in there taking a smoke break
or
something?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I'm like, Steve, that is not what we do at remotes, buddy. I was going to give him a little talking to.
Yeah. Well, how do you think I get this deep, deep voice?
Smoke breaks in the truck?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I didn't know.
And I'm sure there's nothing the company loves more than you smoking in the truck. Hey, Steve, how was it with you driving the truck over the weekend? I know you were... You know, you don't like driving the truck because you always say, well, it's so big. so I was just curious how it went and how you felt about it.
It was good. It was good. I survived.
Do we need to ask if anybody saw you on the freeway on Saturday? Did you see the Coyote Country rig going 25 miles an hour under the speed limit?
Yes.
Man, I was going the speed limit.
Yeah, let's go, buddy. Well
that
done.
A boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing the whole thing. I think it went well. I'd give myself like a... 7.8.
That's not bad. I mean, you'll get more comfortable with it.
To the text line.
Guys, off the text line. Thanks to Bob, by the way, for texting in. Guys, the days are getting shorter. Winter's right around the corner. Are you prepared? Hey, Bob.
Why are you acting like that, man?
Right.
Do I say it? I feel rude kind of saying it, but do you want me to say it?
Try it.
Shut a yappa.
Steve, it's been a while. Thank you. Shut a yappa, Bob.
That works good for that
I'm
one.
I'm sorry,
Bob.
I couldn't help myself. Yeah. I apologize.
I'm not sorry, Bob. Stop. Let's see. Ron says, I saw Steve at Hoop Fest. It was early, obviously on Saturday. I hollered his name, but he walked right by. He didn't hear
me. Oh, no.
Oh.
Man, you rude. You're sitting in the truck smoking.
I'm just, sorry.
What Jeez, is happening buddy. To him? What happened to our nice guy?
We're not going
to
make friends doing this.
I apologize. I didn't mean to. I'm in my own little world most of the time when I'm walking. Even when I don't have a purpose, because I was kind of like aimlessly walking around.
Here's all I wanted.
I just didn't want to run into anybody. That was my main thing.
Like
physically running into
anybody. Yes, physically running into
anybody. I want this exchange to happen with Steve. For him to meet somebody, and then them to come up and say, hey, I'm, you know, Ron, I listen every day. I love you, Steve. Mm-hmm. And for Steve to say, oh, very nice. And the person to say back, very nice. Because you know he'll say, oh, very nice.
Very nice to meet you. So very nice.
Steve, how did you do selling meat this weekend?
I mean, I wasn't the one selling the meat.
No, that's know, but correct. You were promoting the meat.
I sure was. And I also, they gave us, I think there was only one guy who was actually like taking the customers.
Right.
And so he was kind of busy doing his thing. So he gave us a bunch of flyers to give to people that were in line so they could kind of figure out what they wanted and they knew what was going on.
Right.
So I was handing flyers to people. And I think some people thought that I worked for the meat people.
I would imagine they probably did.
A roundabout way you did.
I was like, well, I don't really know anything about anything, but here you go. Here's a flyer.
It looked busy though.
It was,
you brought him out. Good job.
Yeah.
Brought him out.
Did also, you meet anybody? That's what I was... meet anyone.
That was hilarious.
Quite a few people came out.
Okay, good.
Any shout-outs?
Sure. If you want me to.
I mean, if you remember their name. I need to say hi to Esther. I forgot to say hi to her. Well, I saw her at last Thursday, and she's like, oh, yeah, I listen to you guys all the time. Tell the other guys I said hi. So Esther says hi.
Oh, hello, Esther.
Very nice.
Hello.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice, lady.
Yeah. Gosh, no, I think I freaked out someone.
Oh, no. What have you done?
I didn't mean to. Maybe she thought, I think she thought it was fine.
Oh, yeah.
You want the story?
Well, yes, now. Yeah.
Okay.
You making someone feel awkward. Like that. That's weird.
Yeah, well, what happened was, so she came up to me and was like, oh, hey, you know, listen to the show. You know, I heard
was
you guys on the radio.
Was she there just to meet you, or was she there to buy meat as well?
You know, there were so many people doing so many different things.
You don't know if it was an M-E-E-T or an M-E-A-T. You're not sure.
Might have been a combo.
Okay.
Might have been
true.
A combo.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So she comes up and she goes, oh, yeah, I've won, like, many times on the show. You've talked to me, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought this could be a game. So I go, oh, let me see if I can guess who you are. Let me listen to your voice. So she starts talking. And I'm like, okay, all right, give me the first letter of your...
And that's cool.
So sorry about that.
Yeah. I mean,